What's up, everybody? Nay Sarantino here, back again with the Guided Spirits podcast. And today I'm going to talk to y'all about the law of gender. And this is another episode in this little mini series of the Hermetic Principles. So the principle of gender basically states that everything, including me, you, and everything else, is built up upon masculine and feminine energy. Basic overview is that, like, feminine energy is that more thoughtful, caring, loving, empathetic, and the planning energy that goes into things. So if you are lacking in, like, self-care, stuff along those lines, you might be lacking in feminine energy. And for the masculine energy, it's more of that go-get-it-done kind of energy where, like, you're just like, I need to do this, and I'm going to go do it. So whatever that means is masculine energy. It's it really comes down to the idea that, like, you have a duty to keep yourself alive, and that means you have to get things done, like have food, have water, have, I was gonna say air, but like, you are, most people have air if your lungs work and you can breathe well. So with that being said, you need to get shelter, and that's a big one where, like, and it comes down to, like, the idea of getting money in today's world and being able to afford your bills, keep the heat on, keep the water running, stuff like that. And it's like, these are the things that masculine energy does. So, like, if you're really tapped into your feminine energy and you're too busy planning, and all of a sudden you plan for too long and you run out of money, well, that, those things happen, and, it's happens because you're too focused on your feminine side and too focused on the planning and, like, caring of things that aren't as important as just getting stuff done. There's such thing as, like, planning procrastination, where, like, you spend your entire time planning where you never actually go do anything, and you eventually have to execute the plan. You cannot just keep planning and planning and planning. Eventually, the future becomes the present, and now your plan, this is getting pushed out. With that being said, the balance and unison of these energies is critical to prosperity in all cases, and you got to learn when to tap into what and at what times, and this comes through experience. But you really can, like, not, I don't want to say call on these energies, but, like, you'll see when you got to be like, damn, like, I need to, like, go get stuff done. Like, I need to get out of bed and go, like, I got these things to do before this day is over, or I'm not going to have a place to live today, or I'm not going to have so-and-so. And at that point, it's not today. Like, this is where, like, you have to plan into the future a little bit using the balance of feminine, where you, like, I don't want to have no place to live at the end of this month, so I have to go make rent, stuff like that. This is where, like, it always comes down to, like, the masculine being the dominant, where, like, you have to get stuff done at a certain point, where if you just spend your entire time thinking, you're gonna think yourself into the grave. Like, basically, this is why overthinking can be a really toxic trait of many people, where if you don't think enough, you will make stupid decisions. If you think too much, you will think until the day you breathe your last breath. And it's that balance where you really need to understand, like, I need to plan, I need to have care for myself, for the ones around me, be empathetic, be loving, and compassionate, all these great traits that make us, like, loving beings. And then at the same time, you have to be like, okay, well, fuck whatever anyone else says, I'm gonna go get this done for me and for no one else. Like, all I care is about getting this done so I can feel accomplished in myself, feel like I presented value to the world around me, or whatever reason you really want to go get something done. It all just comes down into tapping into these two energies. And one important thing to realize is that you will always be bouncing back and forth, and these energies will always be changing, just as, like, you will never be in an entire situation of light. Like, you're going to see pockets of darkness around you, and you will have to choose which to focus on. It's like when you get to the level where you control your feelings, you now control what emotion you want to express. So you are in a situation, and you're like, what emotion do I want to feel right now? And you say, I want to be happy. I want to be sad. I want to be empathetic, or whatever. Like when you see someone who's going through something, like, the best thing you can do is to, like, imitate it and to make them feel like they're not alone. And this is why you have those feelings of empathy if, like, you are, like, a very tapped-in person to your feminine side. Things like that. Well, I don't really have too much more to say about this. It's really just a good balance in learning when to call on to what, and having that understanding that, like, masculine is that go get it done, and that feminine is that, like, planning and caring. And when you balance these out, you'll start to be able to figure out what you need to work on and why you need to work on what. It really is a important thing to understand. And with that, this was the Guided Spirits Podcast, and my name is Nate Sarantino.